You mean you planned your whole future in 7 hours in one sitting and you didn't have water breaks, food breaks, bathroom breaks? You didn't get out and stretch your legs? F that. That is wrong. Welcome to The Ugly Truth of Divorce. I'm your host, Samantha Boss. In today's episode, I'm just going to tell you we get a little heated. Okay, my blood pressure was up. I think I have sweat marks underneath this shirt right here. We talk about mediation, and we talk about what mediation looks like in high conflict, and we talk about attorneys, and we talk about marathon mediation and all things mediation. So if you have mediation coming up, listen to this now. This is going to be an episode that you will save and you will play again right before your mediation so that you go into it pumped and ready, well-versed on what to do, what not to do, and how to conduct yourself. Get ready to take some notes, but just don't listen to this episode in front of children. The question comes up, does mediation work if you are trying to divorce a narcissist? Spoiler, no. But the strategy you're going to hear about today is going to open your eyes to how to better equip yourself for mediation with a narcissist. But let me briefly explain something. Many parents are court ordered to mediation with no ability to adjust that. So even though they know they're going into mediation with a high conflict parent, they're still having to do it because it's court ordered. And some people go to mediation in just hopes to avoid court and getting it all done and wrapped up themselves. And then they quickly figure out they're dealing with a narcissist or somebody with a narcissistic personality, and mediation goes completely different than how they expected. So in a nutshell, will mediation actually work all the way through with a narcissist? Probably not to its fullest. Can you get something agreed to? Yes, I'm not going to say never, but it's going to be a hope and a prayer and a whole bunch of money that you could get something done. But let's break this all down. Why mediation usually fails with a narcissist? And this information can be taken back to your attorney and say, look, I know an expert that deals with narcissists, and here's what I know is going to happen in mediation. Number one, they want an audience, right? They want to grandstand. They want to talk down to you and make you look small. They're going to project, because that's what they're good at, accuse you of everything that they're probably doing. They want to dominate that conversation. They're going to use all of the time to attack your character instead of actually talking about the future. They're going to stay stuck in talking about the past. And mediators often don't shut this down. When you have a narcissist that just like unleashes and uses like 15 minutes to talk about this one thing you did 2 Aprils ago, and they're still stuck on it, and they bring it up and they start going down a rabbit hole of you did this and you said this and you made me feel and blah, blah, blah. That mediator sometimes has their jaw on the floor going, oh, we have one of those. If it's an experienced mediator like myself, we'll shut that shit down real quick. But if it's not somebody experienced, or it's somebody that just wants you to have billable hours sitting there, because I know I talk about this a lot, but I just want to give a little bit of a spoiler here. If you're new to divorce, it is a billion-dollar industry. That's with a B, okay? Billions upon billions. The number goes up every single day. We're talking 9, 10, 12, 13 billion dollars a year industry. I'm not mixing words when I say there's money in this business. And so if a mediator sits there and lets you have a 12-hour session, that is not by accident. That is not by accident. That is intentional. And that is to pad their own pockets. I did mediation for years and I never once, not once, you can never find one time that I did mediation over an hour for each session. And the max I ever did with one couple was 6. That's 6 hours total. I have clients have me help them, coach them. And they are like, Sam, I just did a 12-hour mediation session. Sam, I was there for 13 hours. Sam, I was there for 8 hours. Are you fucking kidding me? No way. No way. I'm losing sanity after recording a couple podcasts. I can't imagine sitting in a room with my ex for hours on end. But you know who does get energy out of that? Narcissists. They love it. That is like the breeding ground for their bacteria. To sit there and grandstand and make you feel small for hours on end. And I don't even care if you're not in the same room. They'll be in talking to their lawyer and their attorney and being like, well, that one time she and he's over there. They just talk to hear their own voice. But let's break it down. Time is money. And so while your narcissistic or personality disordered, you know, ex is over there running and yapping their jaws, you're paying that whole time. Narcissists can easily burn through the clock. And you got to keep track of that. You can't be letting that happen. If you realize that mediator's not shutting that shit down, you need to walk away. But here's what you need to expect is going to go on. Besides them just running their mouth, you have to be mentally prepared that you may have very little time to talk because they've talked so much. And I've had this happen to my clients where they're like, Sam, the mediator was in that room for an hour with my ex and then came in and told me I only had a few minutes to decide because he had used the whole hour. What? How is this fair? I would be saying something, but you have to understand the system to know when you're allowed to say something and when not. They will try to control most of the conversations. You have to know that. And here's my caveat that I would just tell parents out there. I would say, whoa, excuse me, mediator, but you were in that room for over 45 minutes. Number one, I'm not paying for you to be in there talking for that long. Number two, then I get 45 minutes. But the part that high conflict people don't understand, and this is just an educational piece, mediators are supposed to be neutral parties. They're not there to make decisions. Now, I will say there's an asterisk to this, that if you're in specific states that mediators do choose for you, it's called a three-tier program. Different tiers of mediators do finalize your divorce, or at least bring up a summary report to give to the judge. So make sure you know what type of mediator you have. And probably most of my listening audience is under the assumption that their mediator is a neutral party, but ask that question. Hey, mediator, as they're over there yapping their fucking jaws about something I did 2 Aprils ago, are you even a mediator that makes a final decision? Or are you just here to help us navigate as best you can in negotiating? And whatever we don't decide, that goes on the table for the judge. And most of you have a neutral party. So why are they with that one for an hour and me only 10 minutes, right? So expect the accusations as well. Your ex will be accusing you of being a drug addict, an alcoholic, an abuser, a whore, you name it, you've done it. Ask them, they'll tell you. Don't get triggered by this. Go into it expecting that on the bingo card. And if you don't know what a bingo card is, I can make a whole podcast about it. But I want you to predict what your ex is going to do in this mediation. Expect every bit of your history together that's negative to be brought up. Expect them to be performing the whole time to the mediator, because what they don't realize and what they weren't coached on and what they don't know and what their attorney didn't tell them is this mediator most likely does not pick, but they're over there trying to bamboozle and win over this mediator, right? They think it's a court appearance. They think evidence should be talked about and brought up. And that's just not where this happens. And so expect to just sit there and gather intel, baby. We're there to just collect. For me, it's fishing. I'm going fishing. I'm trying to figure out where all the sweet spots, where all the fish are at. That's what I'm gathering. I'm gathering info. Oh, we're over here. Seems like there's a lot of fish over here. That subject, I love that subject because I can prove that that's a lie. Oh, over here, there's a lot of fish. Oh, it sounds like I have evidence to counter what he's saying over here. I'm collecting intel. They keep talking. I keep writing. All the accusations, perfect. That's their whole case. Their whole case is being spewed out of their mouths in mediation. All of it. So take notes. Don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're accusing me of that. Fucking predict that shit. They probably told you on a text message 3 weeks ago anyways. Why are you acting so shocked? Write the shit down. So how can you make mediation still work for you? Shift your mindset. You are now going fishing. I'm going to dig around and see where all the fish are at. You are collecting all the intel. You're not there to convince the mediator that you're a perfect fit. You're not there to convince your ex to sign this parenting plan. They weren't signing it before they walked in the room. They were there to perform. They were there to be righteous with all of their thoughts. You are there to observe, and you are going to use that mediation session to see their strategy because they're going to tell you. They're going to accuse you of stuff. Perfect. That's what they're taking to court. And that's probably what's in their discoveries and all of their evidence, alleged stuff that's happening. You're going to watch to see how they react to the few things that you do bring up. If you bring up a visitation schedule, boom, let them shred it apart. Now you can better prepare for your court case or better prepare your parenting plan. It's going to help you if you are later going to have a GAL or a court evaluator in your case everything they're saying in mediation will be the exact same thing they will say into that GAL or evaluator. It's going to be the same info. So gather it. Let them show all their cards. Let them pull a little Mel Robbins on their ass. Let them spew their whole case. They can't help themselves. So what should you bring to mediation? If you know you're headed into it with a narc, a personality disorder person that's just going to come for you, come prepared. Cut down on your words because you're not going to have much time anyways, and have your parenting plan already written with you. Let them over there yappity yap. They came bare bones, by the way. They didn't bring anything. They brought their best piece, which is their mouth to speak. They didn't bring a well thought out parenting plan. They didn't bring a holiday schedule. They didn't bring a visitation schedule. They didn't bring the kids' class rosters of calendar. They didn't bring anything about summer camps. They didn't bring all that. You did though. And you brought a well-organized parenting plan. So you tell that mediator ahead of time, look, I'm not here to argue. I brought a draft in. I brought a proposal. It's a rough one. It's a first draft. I would love to hear their thoughts. What I'm not going to sit here and do is be verbally abused and told that I'm this way that I'm not. I'm here to talk about the future. And if they want to keep talking about the past, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not sitting here to talk about something that happened 6 Aprils ago. I'm not going to sit here and talk about how the divorce happened. I'm here to talk about planning the future. That is what mediation is about. So when your mediator lets you start talking about 2 Aprils ago, nip that shit in the butt. We are not here to talk about the past. We are here to plan the future. And this is not the courtroom to bring evidence that you are better than me or I am worse than you. Here is the spot where we plan our future. And if that's not what they're here to do, then I'm out. I'm fucking out. I'm not going to sit here and pay to get verbally abused by an ex that I want to divorce. So take your parenting plan and you say, hey, look, I already know what my thoughts are. I already know what I want. I'm here to propose it. I'm here to fucking negotiate, which is what mediation is an organized negotiation process by a mediator who should be in the middle, letting both parties have a discussion about what they see as best and helping them navigate being heard. So if I say I want a 2-5 and he says no, the mediator is supposed to jump in and say, well, what are you proposing? Not just no to a 2-5. What are you proposing? That's what mediation is. Mediation is not about talking about that you screwed the pool boy or that you spent half the fucking retirement without permit. That's not what this shit is about, but that's what your high conflict person will talk about. Who gives a shit? Oh, remember that 2 times ago when the kids were sick and you gave them too much, you know, medicine? Do you have a court report on that? Did you file a petition with DCFS about that? No, then move on because that didn't happen. Let's talk about the future. Let's talk about our kids' medical. Perfect. I'd love to know. I'd like decision-making on that. You guys got to be able to spin it back to the future the whole time. If not, walk. Walk. Why are you there? You're there to plan your parenting plan. That's the only purpose of it, is to talk about your finances, possibly, if that's in the discussion, or your parenting plan. You're not there to talk about who's right, who's wrong, who failed, who gave too much Dimetapp. No, don't let them do that. But I mean, take notes if they do, because now you know their whole case. And then when you're done, you kind of know, okay, well, that didn't work, but you're able to hand your attorney everything they're going to say about you so your attorney can start preparing your case. But you have to know when to shut it down. If it's a character attack, I'm out. Too many accusations about the past, I'm out. If we stop talking about the future, I'm out. If they go down rabbit holes, I'm out. And I'm going to tell the mediator up front, I'm not being rude to you. You're the professional. I hope you shut this down if this happens. But I know my ex well enough that they are just going to sit here and use this opportunity to talk bad about me. And well, they're allowed to feel that way. And they are absolutely allowed to have those accusations running in their head free. This is not why I'm here. I'm here to plan our future. So if the conversation does not stand about the future, I'm out. My ass would not be sitting there for any amount of time over 2 hours. I'm not doing anything I don't want to do longer than 2 hours. I'm a grown ass tax-paying adult. You are not going to make me sit in a room for 2 hours plus. People that sit there for 4, anything over 2 is asinine to me. This is one of the most emotional decisions of your life, and they expect you to sit there for a marathon session? First off, who's watching the kids during the second? Secondly, am I taking a day off work to sit here and be verbally abused by this motherfucker? Absolutely not. And paying my attorney no less to sit there and what? Take notes that I could fucking take myself? I get heated about this because this is what I do for a living. I used to just sit with couples after couples after couples. And I'm talking people that did not like each other. And we sat for an hour at a time. We did not sit there for marathons. That is not healthy for anybody. Because you know what ends up happening? These are all my clients. They'll come back and they'll say, oh, by like hour five, I was just saying yes to whatever because I needed to eat and I was hungry and I needed to poop and I was tired and I was emotionally drained and I was just so lost and I felt like there was no end to it. Blah, 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 blah. You mean you planned your whole future in 7 hours in one sitting and you didn't have water breaks, food breaks, bathroom breaks? You didn't get out and stretch your legs? F that. That is wrong. That is so wrong. It pisses me off if that's happened to you. That is not healthy. That is not the way you plan your future. When people build a parenting plan with my team, we take days and weeks to build it together. We're not like, oh, here it is. Good luck. That's not how this works. You may be in one mood when you read it the first time, a different mood in the second time. Just like that day. You expect me to make sound judgment when somebody's over here accusing me. No, I'm not doing that. And again, I'll leave you with this. Mediation is not for everybody. It's not, but I'm going to do one college try to know that I tried it. It didn't work out, but if I'm going to try it and I'm there, I'm going to take really good notes because they're going to spew their case right to me. But I have to have some self-respect and know when to walk out. So what you can gain from mediation, no matter who you're going with, you can really see how confident they are. They're going to act super like they have it in the bag. They got this. You're going to see what arguments they have. You're going to see their tone, their behavior. And this is one that I love. And I give my personal clients this one. And I'll give it to you guys because you're such good followers. I'm going to bait them in that mediation to see what things they really lose their shit over. And then I'm going to give that little intel to my attorney to slip in on questioning on the stand so that the judge, who does make the final decision on everything, can see how my ex reacts to this. When I bring up this subject, my ex goes postal. Oh, guess what they will on the stand? They'll go postal because they're not being coached right, right? So you're going to see their tone. You're going to gather the information. And then you're going to go back and regroup and strategize with your attorney and say, here's what I learned. Here's what I got. Now, again, I'm not somebody that's going to advocate for you to sit hours long. I'm just not. I'm going to get a doctor's note that says my client should not be in any situation longer than 2 hours. She can't sit for longer than 2 hours. So it's a no. She's going. I'm going to have my attorney tell the mediator she's not doing anything over 2 hours. I am not doing anything. Your future with your children is the most valuable fucking thing you have. And they expect you to plan it in 6 hours with the person that hates your guts at the table? No, I would rather eat cat hair. I'm not doing that. I'm not. And it's okay, you guys. And again, this is not legal advice. This is a mom preaching to you that has been on this side of the table before. This is your future, not the mediators, not your attorneys, and not your exes. It's fucking yours. And it's okay to stand up and say, I don't feel comfortable continuing this. I am leaving. Well, you can't do that. Fucking watch me. Well, the judge is not going to like that. That's my attorney's job to smooth that over. That's not my job. But my body is telling me everything to get up and leave. Sam's voice is in my head and I need to leave. This doesn't feel right. Get the fuck up and leave. Get up and leave. We all have to come together and change how this is working for us because it's not working for us. Family law is not in our favor as parents, as good parents. But when we keep playing into the system and sitting there and getting abused and getting just fucking beat down and told and made to feel bad because we want to get up and leave. No, no, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I hired you, attorney, to fix my problem. And if me leaving is a problem, fucking fix it. You fix it. I don't care what you tell them why I left, but I'm fucking leaving. I'm not sitting here for this because nobody's telling that motherfucker to shut up. And he keeps going and going and going and roll reverses if you need to. Because I know there's some crazy bitches out there that won't shut the fuck up. But we need to get back to some old school where we tell people, you've crossed the line, shut the fuck up. I'm done listening to this. I'm out. Mediator, you're not doing your job. And I'm not paying you because you just sat here and let me get verbally abused for 4 hours and you said nothing. And I'm out. Everybody has a boss. Everybody does. I am done with everybody just complying and sitting there and having ulcers and having hemorrhoids and having chest pain and having all these health issues because you put yourselves in bad spots. Nobody should be doing marathon. Nobody. I don't know who invented it, but I have a feeling it's somebody that wanted to make a lot of fucking money. It's not healthy for families to do marathon mediation. Please refuse to sit there for that many hours. So I'm going to get off my soapbox, but it's something I did for years and I did it well and I was highly successful at it. And I wish more mediators, I had exes that would start talking and I'd say, whoa, did you just shift into paying me full time for this hour? Because I'm not splitting a bill with her listening to you just bash on her, because that's not why we're here. Now, if you want to talk about the future, I'll keep splitting this bill in half. But if you want to sit here and use a whole session to talk about her, then I'm billing just you. And how quickly they'd shut the fuck up. This is not an opportunity to just let people, we got to go back to sticking up for people. This is not why we're here. We're going to talk about the future. So if it's not about the future, please stop talking. Well, I think I need you to know. No, sir, I don't need to know, because this isn't about me making a decision. This is about you two making decisions. So unless this conversation is going to continue you talking her into something, you probably want to stop talking like that. We need to say the things out loud that we're thinking. All of us are shutting down and we start becoming just these compliant robots to our attorneys and our mediators. And I'm over it. I am over it. This is your future. So while I'm going to sit there and let them talk their shit for a little bit and I'm going to take some notes, I'm going to go, okay, I paid for an hour. I've gathered as much information as I needed and I'm out. Hope everybody has a great day. I'll be sending my proposal over from my attorney to your attorney next week. It's been fun, but I'm out. And I leave. Cue exit. I'm out. I'm not going to do it. All right. So mediation with a narcissist, it's going to end with you probably walking out and your attorney's taking over and you having a court date at some point in time. Now, my team can help you with the parenting plan, hands down, but you can also get this type of coaching. This, like, I'm heated right now because I know the pain that people are going through in these long sessions and just getting abused and just saying yes to stuff because they think it's their only resource. I hate to tell all of you that mediation is the first step. You can send a parenting plan the very next day and say, hey, that was a fun little hour of our life, or seven. I'm not doing that anymore, but here's our proposal. And most narcissists will say no to the proposal and you'll have a court date looming over your head in the following months. And you know what you're going to do? Send that fucking proposal the week of court. There's a whole different strategy out there with high conflict that I coach on that mediators and divorce attorneys don't tell you about. They make you feel like mediation is the only solution. It's not. It's not. Especially if you're divorcing a high conflict person. So I'm going to lower my blood pressure by stepping out of here. But I just want to tell you, mediation is a tool, but it's not the only tool. Walking in with your parenting plan is some of the best advice I can give you. That way, no matter how much they start talking, you have the future on paper, you are organized, you are well thought out, and it's all considered right here for you. It's right here so that you don't lose your focus and you make sure that your priorities are down on paper and you go into it logical. But listen to this episode, save this episode. So if you have mediation come up, you go back and you listen to all this and you get all amped up. That's the whole reason I've done this podcast, is that I want you to save these sessions for yourself, to where if you're going into something, you're like, I need a little bit of Sam with me today. Boom, play the fucking podcast. Get all up in your, like, I can do this shit energy. And then bounce into that mediation with my energy behind your thought process and your love for your children. You are going to be unfucking stoppable. But you go into it with just your attorney and no plan and not listening to this, you're screwed. You're screwed because you're going to feel like you have to sit there and take it. Okay. All right, you guys, take it easy. All right. We just wrapped up one of my deepest, passionate subjects, which is mediation. As a former mediator myself, my heart goes out to all of you that are in this spot thinking that it's the only solution. And I just want you to hear me again. This is just a tool. But if you do have mediation, it's really important that you go into it with your parenting plan with you, with who you're going into mediation with. And you don't know the mediator, you want to make sure you've crossed your T's and dotted your I's. You need to walk in with an education, but extra, you need to walk in with your parenting plan. So I want you to honestly, deeply consider having my team and I write this parenting plan for you so that it's sitting right in front of you. You're calm, you stay calm because you know you have the solutions on paper right here, right now for you. Everything is figured out. Everything is covered and you feel more secure. So when they start japping their jaw, you are good. You're like, okay, well, let's bring it back to something we can actually get done. And you hold on to that because I hear too many of my clients going into mediation and they get completely distracted and awestruck at how over the top their ex is. And they get confused and they get rattled and they lose their focus. Your parenting plan is going to keep your focus where it needs to be, which is your future with your kids. So hire my team. Let us help you. Let us take that burden and stress off you where you can go into mediation better equipped.